from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Thursday, June 27th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In Northeast Ohio, a murder suspect is back behind bars, and Cuyahoga County officials are trying to determine what went wrong after he was mistakenly released from jail earlier this week. Here's ONN's Kaitor Kay in Cleveland.
The chief corrections officer and a warden for the jail tell us that the mistake was made by the Cuyahoga County Court of Common Pleas. On Monday evening, the jail received paperwork from the county saying that the murder charges against Amarion Sanders had been dismissed without prejudice. They released him, not realizing the mistake that was made. Court records say Sanders was released due to a typographical error. The case number of the man whose case was actually supposed to be dismissed was only different from Sanders by a single digit.
Sanders was taken into custody without incident yesterday in Cleveland. Columbus police now say they're searching for at least four possible shooters after 10 people were injured in a mass shooting incident in the Short North neighborhood over the weekend. ONN's Tracy Townsend.
Police also say it's not clear if all of the suspects got into the car that led police on a chase away from that scene Sunday morning. The person accused of driving that car, D'Angelo Fuller, has posted bond after facing a judge. 10TV's Andrew Kinsey talked with Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther to get his take on this recent violence in the city and efforts to combat it.
You have confidence still in your police chief?
Absolutely. Chief Brian is doing a great job for this community.
Mayor Ginther also tells 10TV that he's open to the possibility of another curfew for the Short North. That is something we saw after violence in that area last summer.
The shooting victims, all males between the ages of 16 and 27, are expected to survive. According to the Gun Violence Archive, from 2023 to June 25th of this year, there have been more than 25 mass shootings in Ohio. ONN's Colin Dorsey asked Governor Mike DeWine about this past weekend's shooting in Columbus.
The governor reiterated that he's in support of legislation which would keep guns out of the hands of criminal offenders. Now, after this past weekend's mass shooting, Columbus city leaders have been critical of state leaders, citing the state's lack of gun laws. Governor Mike DeWine says the state legislature needs to focus on repeat violent offenders.
You look at the individuals who are involved many times in these shootings, they are very young. And the age is getting younger and younger.
Youngstown Mayor Tito Brown has threatened legal action against the owners of the building there involved in a fatal explosion in May. ONN's Betsy Kling has details.
The city's mayor is now threatening to take legal action against the owners of Realty Tower. He's giving them until July 5th to fix the building or demolish it. If no action is taken by then, the city will take the building over. That natural gas explosion killed one person, injured several others.
There's a new push in the Ohio General Assembly to pass Aisha's Law, a bill named after a Cleveland area teacher who was killed by her husband in 2018. ONN's Maureen Kyle has the story.
The bill strengthens protections for domestic violence survivors and makes sure police are equipped to respond to domestic violence complaints. Cleveland Representative Juanita Brent says passing this bill is personal to her.
I used to see her when I was a teenager. I remember asking somebody a question. Don't you think something's going on with her face because she's always wearing that makeup? She was right there in plain sight being abused by a person at the time who was my state senator.
This will be the third time lawmakers attempt to pass this bill.
Braden's Law has taken another step toward approval at the State House. ONN's Andrew Kinsey reports.
The Ohio House voted to pass the proposed legislation in their final sessions before long break. 15-year-old Braden Marcus became the victim of a financial extortion scam and took his own life 3 years ago. This proposed legislation honoring him would increase penalties for these crimes, make it a felony with extended prison time.
Plans to revitalize more of downtown Toledo are in the works, and city leaders are looking for input from the community. ONN's Melissa Andrews has more.
The city is planning to develop the Huron and Madison corridor with more green spaces, parking, event venues, and more. This is in addition to breathing new life into the Nicholas and Spitzer buildings. The city says it is now focused on getting feedback on these ideas. After that, they will see the total cost of the project and find ways to pay for it through grants.
And a longtime fixture at Cincinnati Reds home games has retired. Over the past two decades, Sam the Bald Eagle has soared to the pitcher's mound at Great American Ballpark to end the national anthem. The decision to retire Sam came earlier this week when he had trouble finding his trainer during a practice flight and a veterinarian diagnosed him with cataracts. Sam was found injured by the side of the road in 1999 when he was just a few months old and could not be released back into the wild due to a permanent wing injury. He has lived at the Cincinnati Zoo since 2003. Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WTOL in Toledo, and WKYC in Cleveland, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.